Bill 35 would establish additional regulations for ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft and eliminate surge charges. Uber operations manager Tabitha Chow says surge is being criticized as price gouging, and that's not accurate.
And I know there was a headline about $221 of Uber price gouging military members. I want to say on the record, that is not true. That ride did not happen. It was not real. The highest price ride we had that day was actually $150, which is well above the average price for UberX.
Chow also says passengers can choose not to pay the higher surge price before entering the vehicle. But council member Kimberly Pine wants Chow to provide proof that the incident did not happen.
We have evidence of screenshots of your company wanting to charge up to over $200 to servicemen and women that just got off a ship. So you're saying that didn't happen actually because they chose not to take that. So show us the evidence that didn't really happen actually.
Chow says there were 700 rides that day, 8 times the average amount. She also says surge is based on an algorithm to motivate drivers during non-peak hours.
Oftentimes you'll see something like surge at maybe 3 o'clock in the morning in downtown or Waikiki. And that's really because it's not an optimal time for someone to want to go out and drive. What you need to do is incentivize that person to drive on the road so that person who really needs a ride can get home safely.
Uber and Lyft drivers testifying in opposition of Bill 35 outnumbered supporters nearly 4-1. But Robert DeLuz, owner of Robert's Taxi, says a uniform fare rate for all private companies is fair.
Okay, I've been doing this for 30 years, okay? When I started this, we used to get paid $1.20 a mile. We're up to $3.60 a mile now. Tabitha Chow says that they're 40% lower. Okay, that's fine. So if they're 40% lower, if they come up to our wages, they'll be making more money. They should be able to survive on what we make.
Bill 35 would also require Uber and Lyft to register with the city's Department of Customer Services and certify their drivers based on third-party national criminal and sex offender background checks, traffic violation checks, and licensed physician medical clearances. Linda Kerrigan is an Uber and Lyft driver and disabled Army veteran.
What if my disabilities were to take me out? I already served my time. Why take me out again? I'm trying to give back to my community.
Uber and Lyft would also certify that drivers have proof of insurance and require permanent stickers on their vehicles to identify them. The full city council voted to advance the measure for a public hearing before the budget committee May 23rd. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.